Well, this morning, we're gonna, our lesson is gonna be on walking the waters. You know, sometimes you have to step out in faith, right?
Right.
You don't really know what's gonna occur. You don't know how you're gonna do it, but you take that first step out in faith. So there's a story in the scriptures. I love this story. It's Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 33, if you want to go home and read how it's actually laid out in the scriptures. Because I'm going to do what I usually do, just kind of paraphrase for you and break it down into ordinary terms. So, in this is a, remember how Jesus fed the 5,000 with the bread? Well, this is right after that happened. Jesus went up into the mountain. What does it mean when we go up into the mountain?
Higher
consciousness. So we know something good is about to happen. So Jesus was up in the mountains, and he sent the 12 disciples. And the 12 disciples, remember, they're the powers that are within us, like love, peace, wisdom, zeal, all of the 12. Faith. I don't know how I left that one out. That's the one I'm speaking about today. Well, he sent them all into a boat, and the waves were going strong, and the wind was blowing, and it was the early hours of morning. And the disciples, they were getting afraid. I guess we would too, wouldn't we? If we were out on the waters and they were rough like that. Well, they were afraid, and all of a sudden they looked up and they saw something coming towards them, walking up on the waters. And at first they thought, you know how we are. We think, oh, well, that's just a ghost, or that's not what I think it is. He couldn't be walking on the water. But he came towards them, and seeing him, they were afraid. They thought maybe it was a ghost. But Jesus reassured them, saying, take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid. Now, Peter, that represents one of the 12 powers that Charles Fillmore, co-founder of Unity, talks about all the time, Peter was the only one who responded. He said, Lord, if it's you, tell me to come to you. And Jesus says, sure, come on. And Peter stepped out of the boat and began walking on the water towards Jesus. However, all of a sudden he began to notice the strong wind. And he looked down, he saw this water rippling all about him. And he lost focus of our way shore. He lost focus. And he began to sink. And he cried out for help, and Jesus immediately stretched out his hand to him and helped him safely back to the boat. But he said, you of little faith, why do you doubt? Now remember, the Bible is our journey in consciousness. Consciousness is everything that we're aware of, not only in this moment, next moment, next moment, next moment. Everything that we're aware of in our environment. We are reminded in listening to this story, remember how there's 12 disciples in the boat, representing the 12 faculties in our mind: peace, love, faith, wisdom, imagination. There is a lot of power in that boat. Everything we need to sustain us, if you think about this as our story, is contained within us. There's no need to doubt that we're going to sing when we keep our eyes focused on Spirit. Because Spirit is within us. Spirit is that that sustains us. Spirit lifts us. Spirit, when we turn our awareness to it and don't do like Peter, take our eyes off of it, Spirit will lead us through anything that you have going on in your life. But what happens when we try to take that first step sometimes? We say, oh, that's not going to work. Or we may say, I wonder if that's going to be okay. We place that doubt into the situation. And what happens? We lose focus, right? Anybody in here worry? You know, I should have told you, you didn't have to raise your hand. Because I don't want you to call yourself out. But worry, frustration, the challenges we have in relationships, that's a result of taking our eyes off of what is within us that is the greatest thing in the anywhere, and that's the Christ. Now, I know you may say, well, some people can't possibly have that in them. The Christ is in everyone. But we must come into the awareness. We must learn about it. We must experience that energy within us. Or we may go through life not knowing, not ever knowing, that help is right at hand. Help is right there. Whatever wisdom you need to make it through, whatever it is you need to do, is right there. Experiences are a part of life. Just because, you know, I used to think when I first came into Unity, oh, life is going to be a bowl of roses. Nothing is ever going to happen because I'm going to say these affirmations and denials. Guess what? Life happens.
Amen.
But the thing that's important is, how are you responding to the experiences in life as they come to you? Are you holding on? Remember previous lessons where I said, experiences do not come to stay. They come to pass. But if you block them, that's when we begin to experience things in our bodies. Because we've set up this blockade and we're holding on tightly. Reminds me of that modern day parable where the man gets and he goes up to, well, we know heaven is a state of consciousness, but I like this little story. He goes up to heaven and he's holding on so tight to the land that he left behind, and the guy at the gate says, let go of that, and you can come in. And he, no, held on so tight, because he was familiar. Don't we get familiar with stuff when we don't want to let it go? Am I the only one? I know it happens to me all the time. I'll do things and I'll realize, wait a minute, why are you doing this? it didn't work yesterday, and it's not working today.
That's funny, I like that.
Let it go. Let it go. So let me give you just a little metaphysics about this story. And remember, metaphysics is looking beyond the appearances, going deeper into the scriptures and getting a good understanding that this is our story. This is our activity, our growth. Charles Fillmore, co-founder of Unity, in the Revealing Words, says in its different aspects, water represents, now get this, weakness, negativeness, but it also represents cleansing, mental potential, and in some cases, vital energy. In other words, water conforms to the environment it is in. So, Peter's consciousness was focused on the experience, on the waves and the whatever else was going on. So water took on a whole different thing for him in that moment. And the minute he began to think those thoughts, he began to sink. But Jesus was walking the water. Wasn't bothering him. He was moving towards them. In us, what that represents, in us, Jesus is the highest state of consciousness we can have, the Christ consciousness. When we attain that, when we turn to that, when our awareness is focused on the Christ consciousness, which is that highest spiritual state within us, oh my, you too out here can walk on the waters. Don't try it until you get a lot of this truth in you. I don't want to come out and have to grab some of you up. I don't know what made me say that. What a picture. But Peter represents faith. And faith is the ability to say yes, to step out in truth. Peter said, Lord, if thou bid me to come unto thee upon the waters, and when he said come, Peter stepped out in faith that all was well. You know, we can do all the work in the world. We can pray, we can meditate, we can say affirmations, we can say denials. But if we don't believe, we sink back into our old ways of thinking. I worked as a lead at this corporation one time. And every time there was a problem and I tried to introduce a different way of doing it, I would hear, well, we always did it this way. Yeah. You know, Peter walked just so far, and he began to believe in the appearance. That's not all, we can always do it this way. Doubt crept in, and he lost sight of that which could keep him afloat. So when we use our power of faith, we can step out being assured that we are going to meet our goal. Peter is that humanness in us. And we know this story, in this story, that we can turn to the light, because that's what Peter did when he said, help me. Peter, representing faith, does not actually sink in this story, if you noticed it. He just began to sink. That's like with us, too. we're here in this room right now, all of us have been through something more than life. If you haven't, I want you to come up after service. Let me see how you accomplished that. But all of us have been through something that brought us here today. We're ready to walk the waters. We're ready to rise above adversity. The fact that we are able to sink, if you're still in a sinking state of consciousness, the fact that you are there is that you have work to do to become aware of the greatness that is in you. When we're caught in the middle of life's greatest storms, or we feel like we're beginning to sink, we have choices to make. And the choice, shall we continue to struggle? Or are we deciding we're going to rest and trust in the Spirit within? Proverbs 3 and 5 tells us, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And that's our way here, and the things we learn in saying, let go, let God. Not be passive, but listen and take that first step out in faith. Think about this a little bit. I invite you to go read those scriptures and then sit a little bit in the quiet. See what it's telling you, how it's talking to you. Overall, the story of Peter walking on water serves as a metaphor for our journey, for what we go through in life. Sometimes we forget, don't we? But we know we have that spark in us. We have all that power in us that will help us make that first step. Remember, a very important factor is to trust. Keep your focus on the divinity within you. And when those storms come along, remember what you are. Yes, and I said what? Remember what you are. Imelda Shanklin, a Unity writer, says, the one of you is that Christ, that Spirit. The who of you is, I'm Vernetta, spiritual leader here at Unity, sister of Gloria and Kathy. But what I am first and foremost before anything else is a spiritual being. That Christ resides in me, and guess what? It flows out and reaches in touch. And the same thing with all of you here. Let your light so shine so that all may see. You know, we just went through the Easter experience, and if I am lifted up, if we're lifted up, we're going to what?
Draw
those to us seeking the awareness of this truth. So remember to keep your eyes focused on the power within you, on the divinity within you, on that presence within you. That's your sustaining power. So let's take a few moments, and we're going to go into meditation for just a few seconds, because I want you to connect, if you haven't already today. And let's begin it by first affirming the Lord's Prayer. Together, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
Amen.
So, as Kim plays very softly, let's take a moment. I want you to take a deep breath and release it. And settle into this moment, right here, right now, just for a few moments. Making that connection. You know that prayer is the link that ties us to that inner power, that inner presence, the one presence and the one power that is in all and through all. And with each breath that you draw in the attributes of that power. Unconditional love, wisdom, peace. Breathing in and breathing out, letting yourself settle into this moment of quietness. Know that the light of life is shining in and through you. Touching what needs to be touched, healing what needs to be healed. And as we recognize the presence of God within, we know we are centered in the one power . So in this moment, in the awareness of our true identity, just take a moment and feel the energy moving in and throughout you. That is that presence and that power. And just breathe in and breathe out for a couple of moments, letting your body come to that point of peace. Two parts, but let me say it first. God's healing power is within. I am renewed in mind, body, and spirit. And it's in your bulletin, I forgot. It's there in your, yeah, in your flyer there. Let's affirm that together. God's healing power is within. I am renewed in mind, body, and spirit. And then I want you to turn to someone, and I want you to affirm this for them using you together. God's healing power is within. You are renewed in mind, body, and spirit. And then as community, as a spiritual group, as let's affirm this for all of us together. God's healing power is within. We are renewed in mind, body, and spirit. Our other song is, I've lost my sheet. It is well. Yes, Kim is gonna lead us in it. Kim is gonna lead us in it. This one might be a little more challenging. We can do it.
We can do this.
Is this one? New music that's positive and upbeat, right?
Yes.
All right, Kim.
Grander earth has quaked before. Moved by the sound of his voice. Seas that are shaken and stirred.